Right down the line. Tony, let's go to line six. Good morning, sir. Welcome on board. You're on with Trooper Monty Dial.
Hey, morning, Mark. How you doing?
Hey, man, what's going on?
Not much. Just working. Hey, two questions. I got one for RJ and one for Monty.
Uh-oh.
Hey,
ask RJ his first.
Yeah, let's do that one first.
Okay. You want to ask RJ? Hey, RJ, I'm a California boy like you. Actually, you and I met over in Louisville about 3 years ago.
You're Bless your heart.
Yeah, we get to hung out at closing time.
Bless your heart.
Yeah. Hey, I got a ticket back in, I think it was like 1998 in Kern County for coming down the truck thing too fast.
You went up in front of Judge Ireland?
I'm sorry, what's that?
You went up in front of Judge Ireland there in Maricopa?
Well, actually, they just sent me my bail notice, so I paid it. It was like a $300 ticket.
Oh,
paid that back in 98.
Yeah.
And a while back ago, I was pulling up my MVR, and Kern County has me down for, it's not a failure to appear. I guess it's a notice to appear or something like that. And they're asking me to develop all this proof, and I said, I paid the ticket. I said, it was $196, and they're like, well, no, you need to come down here. And I said, well, you guys sent me the bail notice. I paid it. And, I mean, I've been pulled over down in Kern County a few times since then. I've never had anybody lock me up and take me in front of the judge.
Well.
But I mean, I've called him, and it's like, you know, you're asking me to produce something like 7 years ago.
What should he do, man?
Can you?
I love this.
I'm not stumped. I know Judge Ireland down there. I think he's retired now. I could tie up this whole next hour on Judge Ireland. The only man that'd walk into court, lean up his fishing pole against the wall.
Oh, that's awesome.
And say,
that's great.
Him if you got him.
That's great. That's great.
And anyway.
So what do you think you should do in this case? I mean, besides punt.
Hunt.
What?
Hunt.
Hunt. Okay.
Did you pay by check?
Yeah, but I mean, as I said, it was 7 years ago.
I
mean,
well,
back in 98.
I saved things 20 years ago.
Okay, yeah, the bag might still have it. Okay.
Yeah, so, but I said I didn't get a lot of tickets, so it's like, wasn't one of those big highlights of my life.
Well, since you stumped RJ, you have a question for money.
I'm telling him to go find that check.
Okay. But it's probably like finding a needle in a haystack. I mean, come on, what is that, 7, 8 years ago? Right?
Well, 98, so yeah, whatever, you know.
That's a long time. So hopefully he's not going to have to pay this again, right?
You know, this sounds funny, but people make a lot of money because people don't hang on to things.
Yeah, that's true. On a serious note, you're right. You're right. You're right about that.
Yeah. Okay, so basically if I go down there by the grapevine, they pull me in and they handcuff me, then I better start finding something real fast.
Well, you know, Tony, Tony, what you need to do is call me off air. I'll give you RJ's home phone number. You can give that to the arresting officer.
RJ, I'm going downtown, buddy.
Yeah, right. What was your question for Monty?
Like MacArthur told his troops in Corregidor, too. Bye.
Bye.
My question to Monty was, and actually Mustang brought this up, what determines state by state, and I know you don't know all of them, of course, but what determines when a state lets us park at a way station versus, obviously, I didn't know, I guess you can't do it in Texas either, but if, you know, I mean, the way I look at it, I pretty much paid for them scale houses to be put in, so I think they belong to me. So I thought, you know, like I know in Tennessee we're allowed to park in their scales. Virginia won't let you park in their scales. I mean, obviously, I guess from Texas. And my question then would be to Trooper Monty would be, now, if I was pulled over in one of your way stations and you were on patrol, would you come looking for me, and what would be your reason?
Well, first off, Tony, most of the ones, and I'm well aware of the one that Mustang got caught in, and there are signs clearly posted.
So that would give you probable cause.
No parking. Okay. A lot of them, TxDOT has gone in and put gates so that we can lock them up to keep people out of them, because Texas is one of the few states that we do not work our scales 24/7.
Yeah.
We will sit there and we may use it once a week, maybe twice a week. And so we may show up in the middle of the night. We may show up in the middle of the day. And we do not want to have to wake people up and make them violate the law because that's where they decided to park to get their rest.
So
TxDOT has put signs up, and TxDOT has put gates up at our scale facilities just for the reason we don't care that you're parking there, but if you're in the way, then we're fixing to make you violate the law by waking you up and making you move.
Okay. See, because I was in Virginia one time, and it was like they got one little hole in the wall truck stop where I was going. Of course, you know, by 6 o'clock, that thing was crowded. So I just hit the scale house, turned on my TV. I was back there having a good old time partying with the girls, and next thing I know, I get a knock on the door, and he's like, "You can't stay here." I said, "Well, I'm delivering right, you know, down the street here." And he's like, "So?" I said, "Well, where am I supposed to go?" He says, "Not my problem." And I said, "The problem is," I said, "I just left the, you know, the truck stop." I said, "Obviously, you and I both know that thing was full." And I said, "You know," "I can't park on the premises because, you know, where the place is at." And, I mean, he basically kicked me out. I went on down the road, but I thought, you know, hey, this, you know. he didn't ask me how long I've been driving, or, I mean, I could have been driving 15 hours nonstop. He wouldn't even care.
You know, I know the girls you party with, they're four-legged girls, right? I've seen your two dogs.
Yeah. You've got to take them to the beauty
school. Oh, man. But, hey, Tony, I appreciate your call, man. I've got to go to break.
You guys have a good one, and we'll talk to you later. Good job.
Very good. Thank you, man. Hold on, drivers. We'll be back in just a few minutes with more. Stick around. RJ, in regards to Tony's call, you know, we were joking with Tony a few minutes ago, but on a serious note, though, let's address the fact that, man, this is something from 1998. He's got to get this cleared up because if he is pulled over and it comes up that he's got an unpaid ticket, he's going to be going to jail.
Yes, and I'm stressing this
very, very highly.
I know California. I know that area, that Maricopa scale. I mean, that Maricopa. I don't think Judge Ireland's on the bench there anymore, but it's,
but they're
it's
no
hang
nonsense.
Them high.
No nonsense.
And
like you said during the break, I mean, that if he's, say this comes up on a Friday night, he's going to be spending this whole weekend in jail.
He's going to be in a gray bar hotel until he gets back up in front of the judge.
Okay. All right. So,
write to him, fax.
Smoke signals, whatever you got to do.
Whatever you got to do, get it straightened out.
Okay. Yeah, we did want to get that word out to you, Tony. So, again, heads up
and
on that.
Again, drivers, save things.
Save your documents.
Save your documents. You never know when they're going to be needed.